أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سماعون للكذب سماعون لقوم آخرين لم يأتوك. We are still reading these ayat, was basically the capital crimes, and particularly year of adultery, and the punishment for it, and which the Yahud had changed in the Torah from the original command which was given to them also, that the person who a married person who commits adultery must be stoned to death. They had changed it that the face must be polished black and paraded and given 100 lashes. They came to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for they knew that comparatively the Shariat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was lighter and easier than what their Shariat was. But when they found the same command, they were compelled then to execute that punishment of stoning to death. Anyway, with regard to this people, the Jews especially and the Munafiqeen, Allah Ta'ala explained some of their qualities and habits, bad qualities, bad habits they had. And we should be taking cognizance, and we should think that aren't these things in us? And it is for that reason that Allah has revealed it in the Quran Sharif, and the Muslims will be reading the Quran Sharif. So Allah says one of the bad habits is سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبِ جَاسُوسِ كَرْتَهِ جُودْ بُولْنَي كَلِيَ. They keep on spying. This is the habit, to spy and to find and then to make propaganda, kill, to lie about it. And till today we find it is very common that not only what we speak on our phone, but even if the phone is off and it is by us, they are still listening into our conversation. They are still spying everything in every way. And literally also, they have got their spies planted amongst us. There can't be any gathering of any type in which there isn't a spy of them. And usually, the spies will come also in the form of great friends and will try and become very close to a person, and in that way find out all the secrets. So this is a common practice, and we are warned against that, that we should not do that. So they come, and their habit is to listen to lies. Their very nature, that they just listen to lies. And that is wherever it is, and the politics of today makes it clear, so much so that you can't trust the news that you get also. Whether that news is just all propaganda, or whether it is just all make-up things, or whether it is genuine things. This is, Allah has explained from before, this is what their nature is. And not only that they listen and spy and for themselves, سَمَّعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. وہ جاسوس ہے دوسرے جماعت کے. And they are actually spies for another group. They're worse people who don't even come to the gatherings, and they spy for them. We will be very surprised that things that are spoken just here ordinarily, well, they are fully aware of it. The spies inform them clearly, and everything they are informed about. لَمْ يَأْتُوكَ كَ تُجْ تَكْ نَهِي آتَ. And those others don't even come to you, but that is to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these who do come, they come to listen to, their habit is to listen to, of listening to lies. And they don't come with the niyat of hidayat. They don't come with the niyat of benefiting, whether it is Quran Sharif or Hadith Sharif. They just come in order to now go and relate this to other people. Today this was spoken, today this was said, and then have a discussion on that. This is their very nature. Whereas the Muslims are taught that we should go to any deeni gathering in order for our hidayat. We should go with and for our hidayat. And those who go like that benefit. But those who go with a full heart, and their hearts are full, and so how, what can be filled in such a heart? Such a heart which is filled with lies and propaganda, and all the what goes on the social media, etc. And while in such gatherings today, the fingers are on the phone and the messages are being sent also all the time. So we are warned about this, and the very serious element of the spies, and they add their own things, as the lies they make, and they add their own things. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and the only way for a true believer is to turn to Allah. As Allah explains further, Allah is your only protector. Allah will protect you. You don't have to worry. You are just being informed, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of these people's habits and characteristics. But otherwise, Allah is your protector, and Allah will protect you, and you must carry on doing your work as you are supposed to. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us all to righteousness and protect us to become instruments in the hands of the non-believers. And also, unfortunately, there are those spies also who don't even know that they are spying, just in the form of ordinary conversation. And they take out all the information they want from there, and they gather all the information in there. May Allah protect us and guide us to righteousness. SubhanAllah.